Don't you say the Terry Manchester Hashva Tovshin Pehe Rabbi Sol Aaron Swabin?
Good morning. I'd like to start with the Shtikul Gemara Megillah. Gemara says there's a list of Meroim, Tanoim. The Gemara says, Lo'ilom. Lo'ilom, Gemara says, Chreis, I didn't go through the Beis HaMedrash, didn't use the Beis HaMedrash as a shortcut. Gemara goes a whole list of things, by Meherach the Yomim, how they had a Riches Yomim. So many of the Bali Musas say it's not necessarily so important what they did, it's the fact that they did it Lo'ilom. One of the things I'm involved by is the one who organized in Rachem David is Lo'ilom. It's every day, you know, it's organizing the shiur for everybody. It's always behind the scenes that goes on. It's mamash just a shvach for him. The shiur takes place on a regular basis. That says, Docha Lo'ilom, which was Zoycha, weiter Koichas to be Marbid's Torah in Klal Yisrael. I wanted to discuss Bazundra Inyan, you know, technology today, as it emerges, and by large, we look at technology as being something that helps, and generally it does. But at the same time, we also have to look at it from a Torah perspective and consider whether all of the benefits that we look at technology is necessarily beneficial in the way we may look at it. Parshas Yisroi and Parshas Mishpatim are significantly interlinked in that we have Kabbalah Satorah. In fact, if you ask anybody the very famous words Naaseh v'Nishma, they'll struggle to find in Parshas Yisroi. And the answer is because it's not in Parshas Yisroi, it's actually in Parshas Mishpatim. If you go right to the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah goes back again to all of the halachas, all the discretion of Kabbalah Satorah. The beginning of Yisroi really has nothing to do, seemingly, with Matan Torah. We have the story of Yisroi coming to the Midbar. We have the discussion of Yisroi advising Moshe Rabbeinu on how to change his whole judicial system. And then the end, tucked away at Shishi, we have the Aseret Dibros. So you'll tell me, okay, that Yisroi came before Matan Torah. And we have a rule, Ein Mukdem or Me'ucher B'Torah. Now some people think Ein Mukdem Me'ucher B'Torah means there's no order in the Torah, which is obviously utter nonsense. Because if you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu put together a book that is completely, you know, just all higgledy-piggledy, it's all over the place, well, it's a bit like saying that our neshama is a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is also kemak kfira, is kfira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have parts. So we can't be a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ein Mukdem Me'ucher B'Torah does not mean Chas V'Shalom, there's no order in Torah. Avada, there is an order in Torah. Ein Mukdem Me'ucher B'Torah. Oh, it means that there is a chronological order in Torah. We know that Bereishis came before the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That's Poshut. What it means is, everything in Torah is Mesudah. But if you find that something is out of order, there's a reason why it's out of order. But generally speaking, of course, there's going to be a Seder. Right? There's a Seder in everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. There's a Seder. If you find that there's something which is out of order, you have to know there's a purpose why it's out of order. It does not mean, Chas V'Shalom, that there's no order in Torah. Now, we know there's a machlokes whether Yisroi koide Matan Torah ba, or la'acha Matan Torah ba, whether Yisroi came before Matan Torah, or he came la'acha Matan Torah. Now, b'shleim l'fi demanda omas, as a matzioz, z'ichat tagliv racha, that Yisroi came before Matan Torah. So very good. The shbash of Yisroi is before Matan Torah. Abai Meleb with the Manda Amma who holds that Yisroi came after Matan Torah. So we have to ask the obvious question. Why is the story of Yisroi's arrival in the Torah put before the Torah? L'chair is chronologically incorrect. And if it's chronologically incorrect, it must be coming to teach us something which is vital. Not only is it vital, because everything in Torah is vital, but it's obviously coming to teach us something that is vital and essential for Kabbalah Satir. The Rashba in Shuvas writes that the word Shema actually means has three possible explanations. Shema means to hear. Means to hear. Somebody talks to you, I can hear it. There's a shmia going on. Shema can also mean to understand. Somebody shares an idea with you. So in Yiddish, mazok, echer. Also, echer means echer doesn't mean I hear, of course you heard. It means, I understand the concept you're sharing with me. So, Shmiya means, Lahavi means to understand. But there's another point that Shmiya means, says the Rashba. Shmiya means lekabel. Lekabel means to accept it, means to receive it and to be mekabel. Yisroi is one of millions. Shomu amim yurgozim. The entire world hears of Kriyat Yamsu. Chil ochaz yoyshe peloshes. Terror fears the inhabitants of peloshes. Oz nivhalu alufi edwin. Eile moi yuchazei morod. The entire world hears what's going on in the world. They know we're Kriyat Yamsu. Does it metamorphosize their lives? Does it revolutionize themselves? Does it make a difference to their lives? No. They carry on listening to the news and they carry it in their conflicts. That's what happens. Ein goy comes along, Vayishma Yisra. Yisra hears. Ma Shmua Shemabah. Shmua, he heard Kriyat Yamsu Mechamas HaMalek. But they all heard Kriyat Yamsu. So what is different about Yisra than anybody else? The answer is that you can hear and you can understand. But hearing and understanding, you can go, no, no. Is that Shmua going to be Machayev myself a change? That's a completely different thing. Chofetz Chaim says that the difference, there's a subtle difference between Shmias Lashon Hara and Kabbalah Lashon Hara. He says, what's the difference? Somebody comes over to you. Give an example. He calls, he gives you a call, and he says, I'm telling you, there's a very odd individual going around soliciting money in this area. He's dressed in the following. He's got beige trousers, a green jacket, and a purple hat. I'm telling you, this guy is a fraudster. 5 minutes later, if you put the phone down, the guy knocks at your door. What are you going to do? Zogt Chofetz Chaim, if you shut the door in his face as a result of that phone call, you have been over an issa derais of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Kabbalah's Lashon Hara means I changed my behavior as a result of the piece of information. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Lach Shosh, you're allowed to lishmoya, I can hear it. I'm allowed to take the information and research this guy and see, is this person somebody I ought to be careful of? And if, as a result of this information, I can make a decision, informed decision, that Taka, my money would not be wisely spent here, then okay, that was based on information that you researched. That means the word lekabel doesn't just mean to hear. It doesn't just mean to understand. It means it changes the way I behave as a result of that piece of information. And by MS, every morning, some sidurim you'll find before a person says Kriya Shema, which is the one day rice that we have every morning, it says, Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shomayim. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean, Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shomayim? How is a person supposed to be a Kabbalah Malchus Shomayim? It says Shema. I'm supposed to imagine I've got a yoke coming. What does that mean? And the answer is, Lefid is Rajwit Poshut. It means that if by saying the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and I say what I have done, that I do one thing better in my day to day, I'm kinder to one more person, I learn one more minute of Torah, I'm having one more word in Tefillah as a result, I've changed. That's Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. That means I've changed as a result of saying the word Shema Yisrael. Ichav Fashtan Rabbein Shnum. Du Mr. Eibishter, Hashem Alekei, your mind God, Hashem Echad, Mashiach is coming, what am I doing to try and get myself there? Oh, well, I have to. I'm going to sing and learn better. V'chol Levavcha, or V'chol Nafsha, I have challenges during the day. It makes it hard for me. I'm going to come with people. That's Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. Yisrael comes along to Moshe Rabbein and he sees what's going on there. It doesn't make any sense to him. The people, novel table, you're going to become worn out. The people, it doesn't make any sense. So him, he comes along, mamish, a fremdemesh, out of the cold, never been in here. He starts advising Moshe Rabbeinu, the God of Adonai, what to do. Now Moshe Rabbeinu really should have taken his father-in-law and said, you know what I mean? Take a long walk off the shop here. Do you know what's going on in Klal Yisrael? You arrive here, you know, think you can change the whole place here. Vos geht under. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't do that. Okay, it's true, it's schwer. He has to be respectful. But he could have said in a respectful way, you know what, this is not the Malachim here. This has worked for years, so it'll carry on working. No, Moshe Rabbeinu considers, he hears. He hears what's going on, and he listens. And at the end of the parasha, it says, Vayishma Moshe l'koil choisnei. That's interesting. Sometimes, Unklus translates the word Vayishma v'shoma. Here, it says, v'kabel. V'kabel Moshe l'mei machamoy. V'kabel means Moshe Rabbeinu said you're right. V'ayaz koil hashama. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that just because somebody who you may consider not to be such an intelligent person, not to be so knowledgeable, if he has a good svara, consider it. Listen. And if it's taka something that's going to be impactful, Okay? Vayishma, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekabel. Zoromatzio. Klal Yisrael are coming for the most pivotal event in the history of Klal Yisrael. Matan Torah. What is the point in going to Matan Torah if you've not prepared the way that you're going to listen? You have to understand, going to Matan Torah is not just about hearing something. It's not about saying, oh, that's intellectually stimulating. Torah makes sense. Yeah, I'm a Jew at heart and everything's okay. It's much, much more than that. Vayishma Moshe, Kabbalah Satorah is literally that. Is to listen to it, and it has to revolutionize your lives. And therefore, Rabbi say, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is monumental. Because we know the reason why we have Shavuos is because Klal Yisrael, well, one of the minhagim we have on Shavuos is to eat cheese. Why do we cheese in every minhagim? But one of the minhagim Shabura brings down is because Klal Yisrael were about to eat their lamb chops and their delicious steaks, and they realized, we've had Matan Torah last night. We can't. It's all treif. Okay, chuck it out. That is the Shpitz Kabbalah. That means I heard, I listened, I understood that now everything I have is not kosher. So I have to change my tzurah. So the minig not to eat cheese and clients is not just a minig. It's an indication of the impact of Shmias of Kabbalah Satorah made on Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Perik Beis, Yud Beis, brings a phenomenal Gemara in Bava Kamma. If a person is walking down the streets and he is attacked by another Yid, that's for Shalom. So if the person attacking him breaks his leg, and Rachman Litzal, it's something which is permanent damage, so we know there's a Nezek, you've got to pay different areas of Nezek, Nezek, Tzar, Sheves, Ripoy, Boishas. But that depends on which limb you damage. You damage a leg, you damage a leg, you pay for a leg, you damage an arm, you pay for an arm. You poke a person, loses his eye, Rachman Litzal, an accident, you have to pay for an eye. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, there's one limb where the payment system is completely different. Says the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Pehei Amud Beis, Im Chershoi, if Rachmana Litzlan, you cause someone to lose his hearing in Gansen, Noisein Loi Demekuloi. You've got to pay the entire value of a person. The entire value of a person. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, I'll tell you why. Ha'ayin Eva Nichmad Ba'oid. The Ayin is a very Choshvelim. You can see. But Nichbada mimenu ha'ozen. The ear is the most important limb in a person's body. Ki yishmu va shmua toivi. Person can hear things. Zok the Rabbeinu Yoina. Ozen shema sichachas chaim. And says Rabbeinu Yoina, the ear is the most important part of a person's body. Ki yishmu va shmua toivi medashetes esvaetzem. She'eimar hagosha. That is the most important limb of a person's body. In other words, what is the person's aliyah? What is his shteigim? What is the ultimate that he needs to shteig? It's not rachmanis on his eyes. It's not rachmanis if he loses his limbs. The most important person that has to be activated in a person's body is his ears. If he can hear, then the shmiah has such a strong koyach. It goes into the heart of a person, it's mashpia of a person, much, much more than any other limb in the body. Iva is kemes, it's a good point. Aber Chazal say that's more socially. Right? There are four people who consider. There's a summa, there's somebody who, Rachman Lassan, doesn't have children, or you have a situation of where he's a metzera. All of these people are, or an oni is kemes. Why is kemes? Because somebody who's desperately, he doesn't have a social status. So it's kemes, socially, he's excluded on all of these fronts. Here, says Rabbeinu Yoina, the most important limb a person needs to steig is his ears. Because if he can hear something and he's prepared to listen and absorb the information, that is, it's a transformation for an entire life, if you're prepared to listen. Memele zok matzio, even if you're going to tell me that Yisrael came la acha matan Torah, the limud that it teaches us, how a person has to be prepared to listen, that I heard, I understood, and I'm prepared to transform my life as a result of it, that is the most important lesson that a person has to have before he has Kabbalah Satorah. So the Shalom Aleichem, therefore, before you have Matan Torah, irrelevant whether Yisrael came before. Therefore, even if you hold that Mayisrael came la'acha matan Torah, one has to understand that the koyach hashmir, the hakdama, the preparation, was absolutely vital before matan Torah. There's a second akud I wanted to bring out, and that is the following. Chazal tell us that just before matan Torah, the world was completely and utterly silent. Silent. Not an animal made any type of animal noise. Not a single animal. That means every animal, billions of animals, of creatures that normally would be braying and neighing and mooing and all sorts of everybody. You know, today we have in the world, you know, for a face, for tragedies, commemoration, you have 2 minute silence. Yet, does everybody keep it? So those who are that way inclined will keep it, those who aren't. With Bismar Matan Torah, there was a world completely silent. Where there was silence. And the question is, this obviously was done with Kavanah. What was the Kavanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that every animal, there should be absolute silence in the world before there should be Kavanah Satir? Chofetz Chaim, in Parshas Balak, has a very interesting observation. He notes that if you go through the whole of Parshas Balak, there's no gaps. There's no pays. There's no samos. There's not a single gap in the Sefer Torah. Till the end. I mean, it's all the way to the parasha of Bilam, right? That's where Valkyrie will tell you on the spot exactly where it is. What's the pshat of the Chofetz Chaim? How do we understand that should be? Zok the Chofetz Chaim, Bilam was somebody who was so busy pursuing his own agenda, he had no time to listen to anybody else. And if you have no time to listen to anybody else, there's no time to explain it, you can't listen. A person needs to be able to have time to be misbehaving, to think through and to contemplate in order to be able to think, oh, maybe. It's very nice to listen. But if I'm so busy running after everything, so there's no time to be able to think there's what to listen to. Bilam was one of those advisors in Mitzrayim. Hayori es devar Hashem. The Pasuk says in Parshas Va'era, there were two groups of people in Mitzrayim. Now think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu had come 6 times out of 6 and warned the Mitzrayim. You know, do tshuva. 6 times out of 6, he'd been right. He comes to the 7th one, comes to Makkah Bara, and he warns them. And he gives them a warning, it's going to come. Says the Torah, Hayor, yes, the Var Hashem, brought it in. Vasher loy som liboy. He doesn't say, Vasher loy yores Hashem. He says, Vasher loy som liboy. He didn't put his mind to it. Zot the talking going and said, Hayor is the Varashem. That's Yisrael. Vasher, or maybe it's Eve, I think. Vasher loisom liboy? Bilam. Ah, interesting. Bilam is the same person who, right in the early days of Mitzrayim, Vasher loisom liboy. What the loisom liboy means, he doesn't put his mind, doesn't pay attention. He's too busy with his own agenda, he doesn't even have time. Oh, stop, think, contemplate, what am I doing, where am I going to? This is the same Bilam that later on in history is doing the same thing. He gets onto a donkey and he keeps riding. Hey, what's going on here? No, he's got my own agenda. He's not even stopping for a moment to think that maybe I can be a Shemeir here. Chaim Kaufman points out a very interesting point. He says, the Yom Tov of Purim, he's in Yud Dalad Adar, not Yud Gimel. Bisman, the nates of Purim, Klal Yisrael fought on Yud Gimel. And they were successful, they were victorious in Yud Gimel. So why wouldn't they convey us straight away to Simcha on Yud Gimel? Why did they push it over to the next day? So Reb Chaim, because what does the Pasuk say? V'noyach me'yaveya. It's not just good enough to win. You need to be mispoinin. You need to think down and think, wow, look at the Nisim. One of the hashkocha, from beginning to end, to wonder, to be able to absorb, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yom Tov of Purim was therefore deferred by one day, because of this nekuda, of being misplaining, of being able to think. And the MS, this is something which is an ongoing challenge. And it starts much, much earlier. Paroi understood that this is the way to sabotage the Aliyah of Klal Yisrael. Paroi came along and he made Klal Yisrael work intensely. And then he said, I've got a new idea, you can get your own straw. Tichbad ho'avoida. Make them work intensely and very intensely. Zok the Mishnah Yisroel, I think it's in Perek Daled, says, this Paroi hu ha'yetzahara. Paroi did not want the Yidden to think. He did want them to contemplate. What does the Yetzer Hara do? He does exactly that. He sends our way so many different things that make us distract. We become distracted. The minute we finish Abdullah, we're checking emails, we're checking WhatsApps, we're checking messages. And go, let's think. What does the Rosh Hashanah want from this week? What's the direction this week? Tichon Avodah means that we have to, as a Yid, we need time to be mispaining. A person needs to have the time to absorb Torah. If he has a pinty, and Be'emes, Rabbi Yaakov Nevsky says a very interesting idea. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paray to barter with him with the following time. You've got Avodim. It's not kedai to run them into the ground. Give them one day off. So they gave them one day off Shabbos. What did they do on that Shabbos? So Rabbi Yaakov Nevsky brings a chazal that he gave them Megillos. Gave them Megillos. What was written as Megillos? Mizmei Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos. Let's go through Mizmei Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos. Toid Lohid of Hashem. There's not a single mention of Shabbos apart from that first pasuk. Why was that the Megillah? And why were they in it on Shabbos? Says Rabbi Yaakov Poshet. Because when a Yid is going through tzaras, the tzaras can sometimes overwhelm him. And he needs to be able to stand back and think to himself, hey, what's going on here? And if you go through the capital of Mizli Yerushalayim Shabbos, the theme is there's a Rabbi Yishtayim. Even when things are difficult, the concept of Mizli Yerushalayim Shabbos is there's a Rabbi Yishtayim. However difficult it is, we're here. But it's only possible if we have time to think. We have time to be mispaining. We have time to contemplate. I heard there's a beautiful machshava, one of my chaverim, who's now the CEO of Seed, Malcolm Herman. He wants to suggest that that would be the machshava. Before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want Torah? Switch off. Switch off. The entire world has to understand there's silence. Why? I need your attention. Nothing else in the world is going to happen. You need to be focused on Torah. Without that, you can't even begin to be a Shemaya. You need to have the stage before of contemplation. Oh, I'm ready. I'm mukhen. Everything else is switched off. My phone switched off. My communication switched off. Oh, now I'm ready to be mekabel and mispainer with Kabbalah Satera. So his boilers and shmiah are two of the important things. There's a third point. Nosemir Vachvogel, Zichasag the Racha, was a Friedrich and Mashkiach of Lakewood. That's a very interesting question. So if you look around in the secular world, in the non-Jewish world, you find there's a huge emphasis on sporting competitions, whether it's football, whether it's cricket, whether it's Olympics, everywhere, right? You go back to maybe 200 years ago, you know, ever visited Wigan Pier, right? So children from the age of 9 or 10 were busy down in the coal mines, right? There's no music. And people worked 7 days a week. And then all of a sudden it became 6 days a week and 5 days a week. So the problem is, if you're only working 5 days a week, what do you do? So you have to come to something else that keeps you busy. It's called entertainment. So therefore, sporting entertainment becomes something that takes it. Why did that happen? Where did that come in? So Nassim Meir says a very fascinating idea. He says, Be'etzem, every adult, whether he's Jewish or non-Jewish, has the ability to make choices in this realm, whether he chooses to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not to come closer. Even a non-Jewish person has the avodah of Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. He has the ability to fight. If he doesn't fight, there's a koyach melchama which lies latent inside him, which is not being used, and it pushes him to channel that into other areas of fight. The concept of competition, whether it's sports or whatever it may be, comes from this wanting to be able to use his koyach melchama and not using it, and therefore has to be channeled. And therefore, the more a person, kaviyachal, is working on himself, he has less urgency, less need to be busy with somebody else's competition. And if he's not working on himself, then he's busy much more in what's going out in the old competition. And the same truth is with Chiddushim. We know, V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ila, asher anochi metzavcha hayoim. Hayoim. We have to imagine that Torah was given today. And Rashi tells us what's hayoim. Was given fresh today. In other words, a person has to approach Torah as, I've never seen this. There's a chiddush in the world. The more that a person finds chiddush in himself, the less there's a necessity for a person to have the need to find chiddush outside of himself. In other words, if a person finds there's a pursuit, what's his nice, what's going on, what's a chiddushim here, if he would be busy, such as Yaakov Galinsky, with his own chiddushim, with Havu Beinecho Kechadoshim, then he wouldn't need to find out the chidushim which are outside the world. So there are three yesodis here. One is koach hashmir. Number two is the koach of hesbonis to have time. And number three is the koach of chidush. I just want to share with you, just machshavan, you can take it and leave it. We know that everything in the world is going to tevis tal Yisrael at the same time. One has to be careful. There's a new industry of, if you like, technology, which comes in, Baruch Hashem, Roiv, Rumo, Vaklaish, understand that the concept of a filter on the internet, that's the poshet. I'm not going to say everybody has it, but Roiv, Rumo, understand the concept, the flexibility. Sometimes, a person says, oh, I've got my device is completely filtered now, I'm okay. So in America, they've come out with what's called, it's now been termed, the Yiddish Spotify. It's called 24/6. 24/6 is a device which is completely locked to one app, which supplies you with unlimited music. As its name suggests, 24/6. I've had a Shabbos, you know, early on. But every other moment of the time is 24/6. And if you think about it, if you have somebody who was listening to non-Jewish music, and now he's got a unit which limits him to that, that's a fantastic thing. But at the same time, one also has to ask ourselves, does it fit in with what a Ben Aliyah wants when it comes to his Aliyah? So let's examine it. If the message of Matan Torah is to be Shemeah, and what I'm listening to is going to determine my Aliyah, so I need to think to myself, is it the right thing that I need to be Shemeah on an ongoing basis? I have a device. And, you know, whatever it may be, of course it's going to be harder for teenagers, right? But I have something which is, it's ongoing. It's ongoing Shmiah where it's unlimited. And of course, the word Jewish music is always very flexible. What's called Jewish, what isn't called Jewish. So one has to know, you have a device and it's got Jewish music on it and it's completely available 24/6. So I have something where it's reverberating. You're listening. Is that going to impact on my Shmiah? Is it not? L'chayr according to Rebbeinu Yonah, one has to be much more careful about limiting it. Then you have a second point, which is, if I'm listening to music 24/6, I don't have time to think. So my hisponus, my ability to be able to think and to contemplate, I'm also limited. So technology has modic and midas. But technology also has drawbacks that not necessarily is it the right thing at all times. And then you have the third thing. The third thing is that the 24/6 has this incredible miner that it tunes into Wi-Fi. And whichever new chiddush comes out that week or that day in the music industry, automatically you tune in and it increases whatever latest music comes in. Which means there's an ongoing bikush for the chiddushim which are outside the Beis HaMedrash. So on the one hand, if you have somebody who's listening to non-Jewish music and now he's transferring it, that's a huge, complete metamorphosis. On the other hand, if you have somebody who was sitting by Beis HaMedrash sitting learning here, and now because of the Yiddish music he's now taken out, so you have a benefit here. Technology is like, it's a mila, it's a chesaron. I'm just trying to point out that everything that comes out has milas and it has chesaronos. And as we, as Torah thinking people, we have to look at all the perspectives, look at Kabbalah Satira. What does Torah mean to me? How do I absorb it? How do I take it on? And then with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all the kochas to continue growing and to becoming Vita Ben Elia.